You know, I think it's a low percentage that have these enhanced magnification devices, but I think it also depends on what your definition of enhanced visual inspection is. Is it a 5X or a 10X? Then they're probably at least having the 5X, but we're working with optical magnifiers. And again, those are really archaic. It depends on how close that instrument is to the glass and our face to the glass. And there's that dynamic that you may or may not get that into focus. And the other side of it is that 5x magnification isn't going to be enough for some of those instruments.
Every day, they slay the dragons of healthcare-acquired infections and dangerous microbial fire breathers. While you may not see them during your next hospital stay, they will be there ensuring the safest possible surgeries by skillfully wielding their disinfecting weapons of mass microbial destruction. They are sterile processing professionals. And this is Beyond Clean, the central nexus for the people, processes, and products that are pushing the global sterile processing industry forward. Join us every week as we introduce you to the unsung heroes, leaders, and innovators who are fighting dirty around the globe. And now, it's time to go Beyond Clean.
This week on Beyond Clean, we speak with Corey Hanisch, president and founder of North State Vision Technology. The company specializes in digital magnification and inspection systems, and prior to this venture, Corey worked in the electronics industry for a semiconductor division of Emerson Electric. 4 years ago, Corey saw an opportunity to help sterile processing departments improve their visual inspection processes by implementing digital inspection systems. At the same time, the sterile processing industry was beginning to recognize the need for improving visual inspection, and a partnership has developed. Since then, Corey has traveled around the U.S. working with SPD managers, trainers, and consultants to bring his line of Inspectus digital inspection systems to the market and used his operational expertise to show how they can be implemented into standard processes with the least impact. One of the most common phrases heard after system integration is, "Wow, I thought that instrument was good." Corey has a bachelor's in psychology from Santa Clara University and enjoys teaching martial arts in his spare time. And Bob, I love the fact that he teaches martial arts because, you know, really that's all about defensive skill, right? And that's what this technology is that we're going to talk to him about today. It's a defensive skill to be able to protect the patient and make sure that inspection is being done thoroughly and properly, and allowing us to see areas of the instrument we cannot see without some help. This is something that I think is gaining traction, but needs to get even more momentum in sterile processing today.
I couldn't agree more, Justin. This is going to be a great interview. It actually makes me think of making a new song from the 70s. Remember, everybody was kung fu fighting. Maybe we call it everybody was biofilm fighting. It would give the SPD techs a great opportunity to really perform their job much, much better.
HealthMark has intelligent solutions for your cleaning verification program, including products to measure water temperature, water quality, cleaning efficacy, and to directly test for residual soil left on instruments. Find your tools for cleaning verification at hmark.com. There you will learn about our TOSI and SonoCheck that test the performance of mechanical washers as recommended in sterilization standards guidelines. Other products like CartWash Check test for mechanical efficiency and target temperature. The ProCheck 2 can detect residual protein to a very low level. Go to hmark.com today for all of your cleaning verification testing needs.
It's 2023 and there's big news for IST. A closed warning letter, a new product launch, and a 10-year anniversary. OneTray IST has a lot to celebrate this year. OneTray's 2006 cleared 48-hour storage claim was acknowledged by the FDA, and the company is pushing forward, offering the total solution for reprocessing.
OneTray maximizes reprocessing time. EasyTrax adds flexibility with instrument organization, and their upcoming product, OneCart, a sealed case cart with a smaller footprint and a perfect option for offsite sterilization, completes the total solution. Experience a year of efficiency with OneTray. For more information on the closure of the warning letter, visit OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. That's OneTray.com/FDA warning letter. Otherwise, you can reach out to the company by calling 937-619-0138 or visit OneTray.com/contact.
You're listening to Beyond Clean, the global voice of sterile processing.
Joining us now is Corey Hanisch, president and founder of North State Vision Technologies. And we're going to be talking about visual inspection technology for SPD. And I'll be honest with you, I think this is an under-adopted but much-needed technology in all sterile processing departments today, Corey, and especially with such an increased focus on being able to inspect devices. I'm so happy you're going to be talking to us about how important this is for our listeners. Thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So I'm all about the nooks and crannies, especially with stainless steel instruments, cannulated items, and then obviously as medical devices have become more complicated over the years, I just think it shines a light on how important this is. So why don't you give us a background of your company and then the different types of visual inspection tools that our listeners can take advantage of?
Sure, be glad to. So our company, North State Vision Technology, was actually founded back in 2009. So we are located in the small Northern California town of Chico, and we lived in the town of Paradise until November 2008. When the town was all but leveled by the Camp Fire. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. Might have been in the news.
Yeah, just a little bit, exactly. So didn't think I'd be restarting over my life at 50, but we relocated. Everything was fine with the company, and it gave some perspective on really what we're doing. And we started off by offering video magnifiers for anyone who needed the enhanced magnification. This could be individuals with eye diseases that needed the magnification, down to semiconductor and printed circuit board companies who needed to visually inspect their products. Okay, so in 2016, I had an inquiry from the Big K on something they could use in their SPD, and we met with them, and actually that's where our Inspectus LCD came from. After those conversations, we actually started to look more into the sterile processing departments. And since then, we've introduced other models of the Inspectus line, from portable devices that can be used in remote surgery centers to others that connect to a computer, which can be integrated directly to the SPD computer system and save images directly to that computer for importing into SPM or other tracking softwares.
So let's talk about that, because we're big fans of data. I can't tell you how many shows I've said that on, but data and research, and I've been in the repair industry for quite a long time. It's actually how I moved from my nursing career over into sales. It began in the repair industry, and I always felt like a picture was worth a thousand words. If you could show the customer what you saw during the repair, it would help them understand, why the quote maybe looked the way that it did, and you could educate them on how to prevent repairs. And we'll get into that a little bit more as we go through this interview. But having those images for inspection really should be able to drive process improvements and the like. So from your perspective, can you tell us how important this enhanced visual inspection is for sterile processing?
I think it's super important. You're seeing more and more SPDs also seeing that importance of enhanced visual inspection. We introduced these devices really formally at ISHM in 2017 in Nashville. Every year since then, And even including 2017, there was more and more discussion on using higher magnification for inspection. Now the recommendation is up to about 10 times magnification, but even that may not be enough for every technician or every instrument. You know, they've been using the optical magnifiers, but those are pretty archaic compared to what we actually have available to us now with the digital magnifiers.
So, Corey, I can definitely see this impacting the sterile processing staff when they're looking at some of the micro instruments and other tiny instruments that are out there now. And particularly, you know, I'm getting up there. I'm 55 years old now, and I have a harder time looking at instruments. So how does that enhanced visual inspection equipment help the SPD staff see these tools and see these instruments better?
Well, you know, we actually, over time, we lose our visual acuity anyways, just as we get older. And these devices actually take the individual technician's visual acuity out of play. They just simply turn it up until they're comfortably able to see the defects in the instruments. And we still, we're having a higher aging population that is still working. And so the, you know, the technician of 20 versus the technician of 40 years old needs that different magnification level. And again, they just simply turn it up till they're comfortable.
That's outstanding. So if we're thinking in percentage of sterile processing departments that have these inspection tools, how many would you say that you go into that actually have them and actually use them as well?
You know, I think it's a low percentage that have these enhanced magnification devices, but I think it also depends on what your definition of enhanced visual inspection is. Is it a 5X or a 10X? Then they're probably at least having the 5X, but we're working with optical magnifiers. And again, those are really archaic. It depends on how close that instrument is to the glass and our face to the glass. And there's that dynamic that you may or may not get that into focus. And the other side of it is that 5 times magnification isn't going to be enough for some of those instruments. So I think there's, you know, at least what I've seen is there's a request or a want to adopt these devices. However, they're trying to figure out how to put them in. But again, I think we need to get to a point where it's 100% of these instruments being inspected under high magnification.
So, Corey, for all the people that have not begun to utilize enhanced visual inspection tools, what do you think are some of the ramifications of not having that technology in their departments today?
Well, I think there's several. I think, you know, you're going to miss the early warnings on the defects of the instruments. You know, those that pitting that you really don't see under no magnification or very little magnification. You're going to end up with possibly some broken instruments in OR, which is going to cause downtime in OR, which is never a good thing. And at the end of that, you always have that fear of some sort of malpractice that happens because of all of those things that might have been able to be caught under that higher magnification inspection.
So speaking of might have been able to catch something, I'd like to kind of transition over to borescopes now and ask, you know, how many SPDs do you see moving toward utilizing borescopes? I can tell you that when I go out and do audits or assessments, I'm not seeing them that much. And quite frankly, you know, I attend the AMI meetings in the spring and in the fall, and we do a lot of talking about inspecting endoscopes and the inability to see down those long lumens in an endoscope. Yet one of the biggest pushbacks when we talk about this new technology is that folks think that it's going to slow the process down greatly if we start using them to look down or be able to visually see the inside of an endoscope. So do you have more customers requesting them now?
You know, I do. Not necessarily, you know, we're not really selling them at this point. It's more of that request for proposals, request for quotes that I see increasing over the time. You know, we've been talking about this, gosh, since 2018. At Isham, there was, you know, presentations there of, you know, being able to look down into the borescopes. And really, you're right, it will slow the process. But again, we have to look at the overall safety of what we might be able to find before it's too late.
I agree with that finding something before it's too late. So when the technicians are looking through the borescope and they're looking down, say, one of the long channels in an endoscope, what type deficiency should they be looking for?
Any abnormality. You're going to see some normal wear and tear, but, you know, any type of debris, superficial scratches or discoloration, certainly perforations or any bioburden by for sure. And with some of the ones that are out there on the market now, you know, you have about a 1.5 meter working area of the camera. So you're having to make sure that you go in one end, and once you go halfway through, you're going to have to come back on the longer scopes and go up the opposite side. You know, our unit that we do have actually can go up to 3 meters working area or working length. So you can scope all the way through and not have to do that. So that'll save a little bit of time, but you're right. It's going to take some time in order to get through all of that.
You know, I remember that one of the challenges in adopting this technology, as you mentioned, looking for bioburden and that absolutely being a defect, was the fact that most people had never seen inside of these areas of scopes and instruments, especially the cannulated instruments. And so there were all these questions of, I'm seeing this, but I don't necessarily know what it is, and I don't know what to do about it. General recommendations and guidelines really aren't out there to give people a very definitive sort of process for following up on that. I've heard a lot of people say things like, well, if we do notice any kind of discoloration, definitely if we see debris, whether it's bioburden or we think it's something else, we'll put it back through the cleaning process, inspect it again, see if we still see it or not. And then sometimes they'll send it out for repair if they feel like they're not able to get it to where they need it to be. Do you have any guiding sort of principles or recommendations for people that are adopting this technology of how many times they should try to re-clean it versus when they send it out for repair? Or is that more of a judgment call on the customer's end?
You know, that's going to be more of a judgment call on the customer's end. Scope that they're looking through is going to change. And, you know, I know that they're worried about possibly increasing the repair costs of the borescope or the endoscopes itself. And you know what? I would hope that's going to happen because, I mean, if you're having to have more repairs or replacements, it's because you saw some defect or potential defect, which could be disastrous. You know, for all of this enhanced inspection, I think there is initial upfront cost, not only of the systems, but also what I would call the purge. They're going to be instruments that when we looked at under higher magnification or scopes that as you look inside them, you're going to see things that, you know, you initially thought maybe were good. However, once you're done with that initial purge of that suspect instruments, you're going to have a more pristine instruments going to the OR. And I think that's what it's all about anyways, right?
Absolutely. I think the customers are always going to be thinking about that. So you just initially, when you're talking about them using the borescopes or any of this magnified lighting technique, it's just a given that the initial repair costs are going to go up because they're now seeing things that were there, but they just didn't see them before, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's, you know, it's funny. One of the most common things I hear is when they start looking through those things, there's a pile of them, and it's like, wow, I thought that instrument was good. I mean, that's one of the standard things we get when we start integrating these systems in place, which, you know, is kind of scary, but it's also good that they're finding those things now.
Not only because they're finding it to protect the patients, but also from a training standpoint. A lot of technicians can be intimidated, especially on the flexible scopes, and being concerned about just how technical they can be and how expensive they are and how breakable. I think they might not be as confident in handling the scope, and then that can have an impact on how well they clean it. So having the visibility to those channels, which are very long in a flexible scope and require brushes with acrylic tips and all of those best practices, there's also this brushing motion where you're moving the brush back and forth in short, choppy strokes so that you're really scrubbing all the surface of that inner channel for them to then be able to see how well they did, especially as they're gaining new mastery on the skill with a different type of instrument. I mean, it's one thing when you're talking about lap instruments or any cannulated stainless steel instrument where it's just a straight diameter, but the flexible scopes bend a little bit. And so the technique requires even more vigilance, I would say. At least that's my hunch. And so with that in mind, I think the awareness of how well they're doing their job is also really important for them gaining confidence that, okay, great, I'm doing the right thing. And some of the mystery here is being removed. And now I feel better about tackling these more complex instruments in my job. So, Corey, have you heard that from the managers of the departments that you've supported, that they feel like with this technology that their new hires are gaining mastery faster or at least building greater confidence sooner?
You know, I absolutely. I think there's, because of all of the units that we actually have, you can document in some form or fashion all of the video magnifiers or digital inspection systems that we have can either take still photos or on the arboroscope in particular, it will video record that whole interaction that you're doing on an SD card on the control box. So you have a great feedback loop for that technician and any other one that comes after them.
That's really a great tool for the department, Corey. So how would you recommend that a sterile processing leader take this type of a capital request to their administrator, to their immediate supervisor, to try to move this forward so they can get this much needed technology in their departments?
You know, I think it's all about process improvement. You know, we're trying to find these potential defects before it's too late. We're trying to keep those broken instruments out of the OR, or dirty instruments for that matter. The cost to benefit ratio is very high for these devices when you're considering the alternatives, OR downtime, patient safety, malpractice potential. You know, we're really trying to take the SPD into the current century with their visual inspections. All the other systems in SPD are the highest quality. Why are we skimping on a major process in SPD? You know, also it could be a personnel issue. If we aren't providing the suitable tools for our employees to be successful, then can we really blame them when they aren't performing at their best?
That's a fantastic point. You know, I often talk about the sterile processing department being the professionals down under and not having the tools they need to do their job correctly. Yet we continually throw blame their way. And we're truly talking about departments that have been overlooked for decades. And that's why I'm just so excited that we're talking with you today, because this type of technology does nothing except make things safer for the patient. And at the end of the day, that's what we're all about, right? It's what we all should be about in the hospital and healthcare and in what we're doing. So you're just making some great points here, Corey.
Thanks. You know, it was quite shocking when my first introduction to it was really looking and seeing what they were trying to use. You know, it was really shocking when I first was introduced to the SPDs and seeing really what they were trying to use in order to get to the goal of really having a pristine instrument. Those, again, looking at the optical magnifiers, it's just really archaic. I mean, that's 20, 30 years ago technology. And, you know, trying to get the right device into their hands is really what allowed us to go out and find the Inspectus line and really put that together for them as a complete solution.
Yeah, you know, to echo what Bob said, Beyond Clean's really focused on the people and the products and the processes that are driving sterile processing industry forward. But you just mentioned a lot of the departments don't have technology that's really new and innovative. A lot of them are still operating with what they had 30 years ago, yet the devices have really gone to a whole new level over that same time frame. And so we really want to help them advocate for getting that kind of technology to support them. And they can be scapegoated in a facility very easily for so many reasons. But then when they try to defend themselves, they don't always have the data. They don't have the metrics. They don't have the analytics. And so I think record keeping in the fashion that you discussed with us today is also very critically important. So as we're kind of wrapping the interview, can you tell our audience where they can learn some more?
Absolutely. You know, they can always go to our website. It's www.northstatevision.com. They can contact us personally at info@northstatevision.com or by phone, 877-682-0452. And, you know, they can ask for me personally, and I'd love to help them get the justification in place for really moving to the next level in their inspection.
All right, Corey. Well, you did a fine job on this interview with us today. We really appreciate you coming and talking about enhanced visual inspection and just how important it is to the industry to really help take it to another level.
I appreciate the opportunity and look forward to working with you all.
That was Corey Hanisch, president and founder of North State Vision Technology. And Bob, this is just one of those technologies that I realize it takes some time to get the budget cleared in many cases, but this is one of those things that you really have to have in every single department, especially for the section that you talked about with Corey, which is the boroscopes. With everything going on these days, I got to think that this technology is just one of those that you absolutely have to have, especially with everything going on in, you know, with flexible scopes and being able to, you know, clean them effectively. I just got to think that this is just a must have for every department.
I couldn't agree more, Justin. This is often the most overlooked task that the sterile processing technician does throughout the day, and it's such an important task when you're talking about patient safety.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, where, you know, Dr. Peter Nichol talks about it all the time. It's more of like this augmented reality versus, you know, just full-blown automation. You're never going to get rid of the human in sterile processing, but you can certainly give them better technology, better tools to do their job. And you mentioned it, the inspection. It's so tough, and the pressure to get the instrument sets back up. I'm not saying cut corners, but it really is hard to inspect every single instrument. But there are areas that I consider of high importance and critical, and cannulas and lumens is one of those. It's why it's so specifically stated in the recommended practices and guidelines around point-of-use cleaning. It's flush lumens and cannulas with sterile water throughout the procedure to prevent the formation of biofilm. So how do we know that that got done? Well, we don't, and it's a team job. You can't say, I did a great job in decon today, so I know that that cannula or that lumen or that biopsy channel is 100%, because you weren't in the room when the point of use or bedside cleaning had to happen. And this is a technology that helps you have the confidence that those practices are happening before you get the equipment and that you did your job of removing all of that potential bioburden when you were doing it. So these are just areas of the instrument we can't see without it, and that's why it's a must-have technology. Really great interview today. That's going to do it for this week's show, but as a reminder, you can help support Beyond Clean by subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. We'd certainly appreciate a rating and a review because your feedback is important to our show. And if you have any topics that you'd like us to cover on a future episode, just send an email to info@beyondclean.net. On behalf of Bob and myself, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Beyond Clean.